like to say on the Shock G.
Alright. It's a sticker on the back of this Nissan Versa that just says Coachella.
Backspin. If you didn't know, you better ask somebody.
Sirius XM. Hit me.
Like, yeah, no, yeah, Coachella. No, I know what Coachella is. It's like, what are you? Just like the idea of the festival. Like, it's whoever's playing. I don't care. See that one time when they had the Wu-Tang Clan?
You understand what I'm saying?
So you got spots. So you are spotted.
If you're gonna be a cheater, you got spotted. But this is what I'm gonna tell you: I'm about to put an end to this conversation right now.
Okay, go ahead.
If a nigga in his ass one time, is he gay?
Gay as fuck.
Can he say that was 10 years ago? I'm not gay no more. Yeah. Hold on. Wait a minute. Ten years. Hold on. He said that was 10 years ago. That was 10 years ago. I'm not gay no more.
Slam the motherfucking gavel.
That's it. It's over. It's over.
That's it.
Can I just say this? I ain't no thieving bitch. Now, if a nigga took something in the ass once, don't come to me with it. That's all I'm saying. Now, you may not be gay no more, but in my eyes, I don't want it.
So, okay. So you will forever be a thief, Dad? Yeah.
No, I will not. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. You got to wear that hat.
Yeah. I didn't steal no juice last week. I'll say that.
Yeah, but you stole. But hold on. That's the difference. But hold on. Hey, yo, George, she laughing, but you got caught and arrested. That's the difference.
But at least I was still
Did they take a picture?
I was still
Did they take a picture?
Hey, look, I said she pointed at us. Hey,
yo, hold on.
I stole fly shit. I ain't
stole
no
spray. Hey, yo, you're Ron.
Talk to me.
Her picture was in the store.
No, whoa.
You got on one of them situations?
No.
And you stole somewhere. You said, Blossom, you stole somewhere. Your picture was in there. You kept going.
But once I paid my
fine,
they put it down.
And they get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
And they say, Bobo, she's even ready. What's the next joint we gonna play, Ron?
What is the next joint we
can
play?
All
the motherfuckers. Thief.
Throw that ass in the circle, man. You see what's going on. Throw that ass in the circle. You seen Beyonce doing it, man. You seen all of the celebrities doing it. Yeah, man.
Stand down. AKA Klepto.
What is even happening? What the fuck is even happening?
And that's the naked truth. She got a little bit of booty, but she can make it move. I'm a broke nigga, head ass, April fools. With all these girls standing around me naked, shit, I'm thinking about getting naked too. Pop that pussy, don't play with me. If you ugly bitch, please take a seat. Oh, you mad, bro? If this your girl, then why the fuck she saying hey to me? Oh, that's cool, but if you disrespect, I'ma smoke your ass like a Vegas sweep. My dick big, and that's safe to say, but girl, I don't know if it's safe to see. She on that ball doing tricks. Making you hoe niggas trick if you broke nigga quit. Her legs was married, but now they divorced up them hoes through the splits. You get that? Say you want this dick? Well, baby girl, I'm about to blitz. You all on the floor, you all on the pole, but girl, can you do that on my, okay. I live. I just put a pole up in the den. When I put this in your I say excuse you, cause I know it might fart. Now throw that ass in a circle, like a pie chart. Girl, stop what you doing and okay.
Better the curve that you heard of. Reduce the friction, reduce the fiction. Let loose the mixing.
Yeah, just share the dreams that
shit! Friends at facebook.com/SiriusXM70s on 7, including Stan DeLorme in Manitoba, Dave Grimmett in Boise, Idaho, Norman Ballancourt in Grand Falls, New Brunswick, and Jesse Sullivan in Cherokee, Alabama. Thanks for logging on, tuning in, and turning it on to Super 70s on 7.
Finally, some hit music. Signs up here says fucking was it Die Antwoord September 21st. Flume September 22nd, 23rd, 24th. And then from September 29th to October 9th, League of Legends.
Thank you. Endurance rides will tend to stand up in their stirrups for a lot of the ride because they think they're helping their horses back. What they're doing is concentrating.
Precisely because he was a hard-nosed reformer dealing with a calcified, ethically challenged agency. What led you to believe that? Like, tell the audience, like, give us a sense of why you believe your reforms were not received with open arms.
Sure. Listen, many of my reforms were received. And as I said, there were a lot of good changes over the past couple of years.
Welcome to the Volkswagen Model Year in Clarence event. I'm Clarence. No way. My name's Clarence.
Sweet name.
Sweet name for... Means free 30-day trial. Visit BlueJeans.com and click the... You want a new Volkswagen? Well, you're... That's better.
UNBC Sports Radio Update starts now.
The deal finally got done. Ryan Fitzpatrick and the Jets agreed to a one-year $12 million contract. It is fully guaranteed. There are incentives that could make up an extra $3 million for Ryan Fitzpatrick. Also, the Rams have cut ties with Nick Foles. Hakeem Nicks signs a one-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. On the diamond, the Reds knocked off the Giants earlier today, 2-1. Madison Bumgarner got his sixth loss of the season despite allowing just one earned run. That was a Jay Bruce home run, his 25th of the season. Evan Longoria went yard as well, 23rd of the year. Rays edged the Dodgers 3-1. As for games going on as we speak, it's the Rockies
3-1,
bottom of the eighth, and the Mariners trailing the Pirates 7-1, also in the bottom of the eighth. For more scores and stories, as always, go to NBCSportsRadio.com. I'm Keith Irizarry. This is NBC Sports Radio and the NBC Sports Radio mobile app.
Guys, you work hard, but that doesn't mean you can't look good while doing it.
Come in word.
JCPenney's biggest sale.
Go to JCPenney. You want to look good?
And find guys, Levi's
guys?
Straight fit jeans.
Want to be some good looking guys?
Or get $10 off when you spend $25 or more with coupon on select items in store or at JCP.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, valid 727 to 730. Levi's and some exclusions apply. Check JCP.com or your newspaper for coupon and details. Season 1st to 6/8 to 7/30. Exclusive for a Nike Converse.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Bloomberg Surveillance.
This is Tom Keene, and join Michael McKee and me tomorrow morning on Bloomberg Surveillance. The focus is on oil supply. We look at oil demand dynamics with Edward Morris of Citigroup, and then on the Google, Facebook duopoly in digital, Brian Weiser of Pivotal Research.
Wall Street listens, the world listens. Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday morning starting at 4 on Bloomberg 960, 103.7 FM HD2, the Bloomberg Radio Plus app at Bloomberg.com.
Yes, 103.7 HD2. That's the thing that people are like, oh, wow.
Bay Area traffic and weather every 15 minutes on Bloomberg 960. It is a tough ride in Novato, eastbound 37.
Shit.
A delay from Petaluma River Bridge all the way to Sonoma Raceway, or 121. Mixed in there at Lakeville Road, right, we have a stalled truck partially blocking the right lane. Eastbound 92,
right,
San Mateo.
37, that's fine, who cares?
All the way to the
37.
West end of the San Mateo.
I'm not taking 37.
South 80, Oakland at Oak Street.
Man.
Look out for a stall, third lane.
Man.
Okay.
Try not to scream on the new Joker coaster at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Save big at Six Flags.
Joker coaster Coca-Cola. Is
Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
It's a weird two words to say. I don't know why.
And you deserve something that'll
Joker
take
coaster.
Care of your boys. Frigo
Joker coaster.
The patented Frigo Zone gives your man the freedom to keep his boys cool all day.
What?
Frigo's superior quality fabrics give all men optimal comfort with style, practicality, and airflow in mind. Whether you're working out or just going through your day-to-day activities, you deserve the best. Shop Frigo. Frigo. For the man who deserves everything. Now available at Bloomingdale's and Bloomingdale's.com.
Wheelworks offers quality, name-brand tires, brakes, batteries, and oil.
Me.
Installed precisely by qualified specialists. Get a $70 prepaid card by mail when you buy four eligible tires. Visit wheelworks.net for details. Offer valid 7/25 through 8/21.
The following is a message from the Bud Light Party.
Making a contribution to the Bud Light Party is the best decision you're going to make this year. Why? Because for every contribution, we'll give you a Bud Light. This summer, we'll be at bars and venues across the country, taking contributions and giving back with fun and Bud Light. Join the Bud Light Party on the campaign trail this summer. It's a party we can all agree on. This message approved by the Bud Light Party. Raise one to right now.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
This report is brought to you by UC Berkeley Extension.
iHeart 80s at 103.7.
Traffic. Westbound on the Bay Bridge at 5th Street. Accident with a motorcycle just cleared. All lanes are back open. East 580 Greenville. Accident center divide. Traffic slow up to Grantline Road. North 280 at Highway 87. Accident center divide. And northbound 680 at South Main. Walnut Creek crash. Blocking still.
In a competitive market, your dream job is someone else's dream job.
I feel like we've been listening to the radio for like an hour and have heard zero actual content other than that traffic report.
Learn more at extension.berkeley.edu.
That's FM radio.
UC Berkeley Extension.
It's the power of FM radio.
Just wanna take my money. They don't want me to give you nothing. They don't want you to have nothing. They don't wanna see me.
Musically, a bunch of niggas would, if I got three number ones and you got three number ones, shit, our fan bases might make another number one. You know, a collab, that's when it makes sense.
Anybody you know in your
saying?
City you
want to
work with?
Man, I work with everybody in my city. Matter of fact, me and DeRoe, we ain't did shit, but we just spoke today about doing some shit, so shout out to DeRoe. But I don't work with everybody in the city. I got music with everybody in the city.
What about outside of your city? Anybody you want to work with, any artists?
I really want to work with anybody that's trying to make a single that we can get some money with. I'm not trying to be friends with everybody. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If I can make a hit,
you sound like Chase Lay.
If I can, nah, real shit. If I can make a hit with you, I don't have to be your rap partner. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's make a single, a jamming ass single. We can go home top. You got your own life. This song, I didn't know you. You didn't know me, man. Let's make a hit song, single. Feed each other fan bases. Yeah. Shit, put it on.
I love the art.
Catalog it out. Shit. Now if I fuck with you after that, that's it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I only fuck with, like, vibes, like, real shit. Like, you gotta just be yourself around me. So a lot of niggas got a facade. Rap niggas, like, you ain't shit. Like, you understand what I'm saying? Niggas be in the city with a chip on their shoulder, like, bro, you in this motherfucker. You know it's niggas that's traveling the world doing this shit? Mm. You happy you going around clubs in this motherfucker. Mm. Get the fuck out of here. These motherfuckers is in every city. Like, it's hella cities in every state. You happy to be...
Whoa, there are hella cities in every state.
Talk that shit, man.
I see it,
and I'm going to continue to.
Guys got a point.
You know what's so crazy? I see niggas with the big knot on their head.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to bump their head before they even bumped it. And I'll be like, nah, let that nigga go ahead and learn right there.
Yeah.
You can't stop a person from their destiny.
Yeah.
You're nobody to do it anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, even us coming up, when somebody told you, like, nigga told me, yo, don't do this, or this is going to happen. I go, that nigga stupid.
You got to see for yourself.
I'm doing it my own way. That's why that nigga jammed up. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you got to really bump your motherfucking head on your own.
Most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? For you to learn and say, okay. This shit hit. I bumped my head.
But at the same time, man, you got a bunch of niggas my age
Like, I ain't one of the niggas that, I don't act like none of my partners. And my partners is like this. Man, the niggas that's older than you, the OG niggas that's telling you shit, they telling you this shit because they experienced this shit, man. And I sit back and listen. I'm real observant. So I sit back and listen and shit. I can skip the bullshit by listening to an OG nigga that's trying to tell me some game. You know, a nigga ain't going to tell you nothing wrong, but a nigga telling you anything, he give a fuck. Because a nigga that don't give a fuck about you ain't got nothing to say to you.
Nothing. A lot of people don't even understand this. That's why I ain't going to lie. I'm tired of talking to motherfuckers. I'd be like, man, let that nigga ride. Right, that nigga fall.
Yeah.
Let that nigga learn. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, because it's almost like a slap in the face when you give somebody the game and they don't use it.
They don't use it at all.
Come on.
Yeah, they don't take heed to it.
Yeah, so unless a person reach out to me about a situation, I mind my business now. And then some motherfuckers get mad when you check them on something like, you hating.
Yeah, that's shit.
Nigga, what the fuck? I got the hate on you.
You know what's fucked up about that? Nowadays, the game's so watered down, you can't have an opinion without it being called hating.
That's some fuck shit.
That's right, that man. Bullshit. That's like take this. If they got on a pair of shoes, I'd be like, hey, fam, you like these motherfuckers? Nah, them hoes ugly to me, fam.
Nigga, you hate.
To me, I didn't say them bitches were ugly to the world. I'm not trying to influence nobody to think your shoes are ugly. That's just personal. Don't ask me nothing if you don't want to understand. Nowadays, niggas is they been around all these yes men. They don't know how to take the truth from it. Like, you understand what I'm saying? And it's these niggas that surround them.
Yeah.
It's the niggas that surround them. Yeah. That's the problem, man.
Yeah, you know what? Because those niggas that's trying to get something from them.
Yeah. But they the ones hurting these niggas. If these niggas' record's not good, man, tell these niggas at the studio, be a friend. Hey, nah, that one not good. Go back in there, do that bar a little stronger. You need to tell these niggas that. Nah, don't quit being yes man to these niggas. When they get to niggas like me that don't know them, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to hurt their feelings. Nah, that shit trash, bro.
Man, I'm the same way. I'll be like, yo, I don't fuck with it, but these niggas now, they high on drugs, so they might like it, but not me. Like, I tell niggas like that straight up all the time. Niggas hate me for that shit, but it is what it is. Like, you right.
It is what it is, indeed.
Straight up and down, especially if you consider yourself being their ally in any shape, form, or fashion. You understand what I'm saying?
If you really they partner, they brother, they friend, you should be able to tell a nigga the truth, man.
That's like a nigga breath smell like shit. You don't tell him, but you go eat some shit, too, so it can smell like his.
What?
Yeah. Like you
I'm lost like motherfucker. Like,
no. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Niggas co-sign.
Some
niggas
just gonna join the shitty party. Like a nigga, just to be
like,
down.
All right, this nigga, he holding a couple million. He got a book in his nose. You ain't gonna tell the nigga you got a book. Like he might get mad at you for letting him know. So you go in the bathroom and start pulling your nose again. Like, hey, yo, look, bro, we rocking together now.
I'm used to niggas being like you said.
That's crazy.
Nigga got his breath smell like shit, and his partners knowing, and they sitting there looking. These ain't your partners that do shit like that. They sitting there looking at you go holler at a bitch and whisper in her ear, knowing she's sitting there like, damn, this nigga breath stinking. And they like, look at her face, Like that shit not cool. That ain't your partner.
You could
man.
Do two things, my nigga. You could.
Offer you don't want to say something,
you can just hand him some gum.
Yes,
or you could go,
that would be the nice thing
yo,
to do.
Your breath kind of hot, my nigga.
Me and my partners, we brutally honest. Hey, man, your breath smell like 10 bags of bounce that ass, man. We can fix that shit.
Not a 10 bag of bounce that ass.
Check this out. We only going to do it amongst ourselves. You dig what I'm saying? Either we got a text in the we're not going to do that shit in front of 100 niggas or the female.
Yeah.
Try to blast a nigga to make a nigga look good. That shit is weenie-ass sucker shit.
Yeah, you're not going to front on.
Yeah, man.
Nah, that's real.
I got all my friends and my brothers for life, man. I ain't trying to, you know, understand me, add no new motherfuckers. I add new family to that motherfucker, but as far as just friends, nah, friendship's in, man.
Yeah, once you reach a certain age in your life, like, I'm at the age where if I don't know a nigga, like, I don't want to know.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And how we could be allies, whatever, you know, the business side, that's it. But let's be real. Like, what the fuck? If we can't add on and build on those situations, what the fuck I need to need you know you for at this point in my life?
Square business.
Why, nigga?
For what?
Why? Especially, like, it's not a, you know, like, the shit we do might not be the same.
Yeah.
I don't use drugs. I don't like drugs.
When I was a kid,
I used to play with that shit. So I really got a problem with that when I see niggas, because I know what's waiting for them.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? You know how you know
absolutely.
A person's not going. I say I ain't get high in 27 years.
Yeah, you've been high in that road.
That's longer than you've been alive in 2 years past.
I ain't never smoked a day in my life.
And don't.
Nothing.
And you know what the crazy
thing is? That's commendable, because you don't hear that nowadays from artists, especially in this era. on the come up right now, everybody is zooted and booted. Everybody.
Indeed. I'm zooted and booted right now.
You know who the fuck put me on to some book? It was a chick.
What? Put you on the dust? Chick.
Yeah, with a fat ass. Oh, you understand what I'm
saying? Big booty at a spa. Yeah, do it every time. Don't be kidding.
Fat ass. Had me walking backwards around this motherfucker for about 8 years smoking that dust.
Are you serious? Yeah. I never heard this.
Sniffing coke.
But see, I've been fucking older chicks. Yeah, with fat ass.
Dust was my shit. Like, you know, but like, yeah. Older
you
chicks.
Exploring.
Nah, I'm older, yeah.
See, that's the beauty of it. I was exposed to that early. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You probably got hit with it and it was like shit.
Nah, first time I fucked a chick, I was 11, my nigga.
I was 9 when I started fucking.
And when I fucked her, I might have pissed her and I thought I was coming, my nigga. I don't think we the same.
Hey,
word?
Bitches, they loyal to me. Yeah. Hey, yeah. Royalty kings. Royalty, yeah. Royalty. Hey. Treat all of my niggas like royalty. Woo!
That's on, this dude is on the radio every week. He is one of the like longest running fucking like rap fucking DJ mixtape dude, you know, New York DJ dudes in the history of this shit. And that's what's on the radio every week. It's like, what the fuck?
I'm coming to America. I'm coming to California. All of my bitches, they loyal to me. That's how I got my diploma.
Some boys like you, a hot boy. A rock boy, a top boy, and I like those hot boys. They rock, they be good, like what I want. Y'all be driving Lexus Jeeps and the Benz Jeeps and the Lincoln Jeeps, nothing cheaper with them platinum Visa.
No safety belt, 101 with the corner with no safety help. I perform like Josh Norman, I ain't normal. Just a plot, I'm Beverly Hills, California. Bad rape talk, that's fun. Special golf talk here. All my from the mud, damn near all my millionaires. We gon' take it there.
the light on a Wednesday night.
Doing it.
Show.
There's a lot of traffic right here, and I'm not even on the Golden Gate Bridge yet. This is, it's like things are fine on the bridge, but everything leading up to the bridge is bad. Well, I guess we'll just sit here in this bullshit then.
Really? It all begins tomorrow afternoon, and through the weekends, we'll be transporting you out to Lollapalooza through your SiriusXM radio. Lolla coverage begins tomorrow afternoon up through the weekend. You can see the full broadcast schedule as that develops and streaming video. That's all online at SiriusXM.com/Lollapalooza. Listen for Lolla coverage beginning tomorrow afternoon through the weekend across multiple SiriusXM channels. Here on SiriusXMU, looks like we'll be doing live Lolla broadcasts, including Waves, Yaysayer, and right here, Local Natives. I don't believe it,
anything. Under so far.
Yeah. Who's been around since 1997. It's almost 19 years on TV, and this is a new era.
And when you say 1997, you're not being sarcastic, Larry.
No.
You're being actually right on the money when it comes to his career.
That's how
long Kane has been around.
Yeah. The character of Kane has been around since September or October of 1997. That is a long time for anything to be on TV. The sitcoms don't last that long. And Kane's been under, and he was one of the final four guys in that battle royal. And then he eliminated a lot of people single-handedly. That roster is just so thin. They need to bring a Rhino back, and they need to bring a Shelton Benjamin back. But these are guys also that have been around for a really long time. I just don't get it. You have an entire developmental system down there in Orlando. And that's the best roster you put up there for the second biggest brand or what's supposed to be the equal brand to Raw for you? It didn't seem like it to me when I was watching it.
I mean, Kane was Dr. Isaac Yankin from
95. 95?
It's over two decades ago, and Kane is decimating half the roster last night.
Yeah.
It's crazy talk.
He was fake. He went from a dentist to fake Diesel to Kane. He's been around for 95 years.
You're right. When you say Dr. Isaac Yankum, it's DDS, baby. It's not MD.
Yeah.
That's a terrible character.
He was Jerry Lawler's dentist. Then he was our friend Jim Ross, who'll be out at 3 o'clock, Diesel. And then he came back as Undertaker's brother, and he's been around for this many years, and it's not a problem. I appreciate it. I understand he's a good hand in the ring. He's a character that's over.
Absolutely.
But it's 20 freaking years right now, and you still have him going over people when you need talent at that roster, on that show especially. I mean, man, what are you doing?
And I'll take it from another direction, too. It was not a great, let's call it, overall debut for the women's side of things. A, you get the 50-50 booking.
Yeah.
Obviously, Natty wins at Battleground. Now you flash forward 2 days, and there's Becky Lynch getting that victory back, and that irritates you. Listen, they have a nice chemistry in the ring. I enjoy watching them work. But you knew that Becky Lynch was getting that victory back. Plus, then Alexa Bliss comes out, Naomi comes out, Carmella comes out, and Eva Marie. Goodness gracious. I mean, I know there's a lot of guys that are out there saying, give me some more Eva Marie. But again, she didn't speak and she didn't wrestle. So what are you getting from...
I like them sometimes.
Classy, Larry. Classy. But Alexa Bliss doesn't impress you on the mic. Carmella's not going to impress you on the mic.
Yeah.
What are these gals going to do in the ring? I mean, this is a division literally built around Lynch, Natalya, and Naomi.
Yeah.
That is not a women's division right there. It's unbelievable.
No, it's not. And
scary.
And what are they fighting for? They're fighting for pride?
They're not fighting for a championship, that's for sure.
There's no championship to fight for, and American Alpha debuts next week.
What are they fighting for?
What are they fighting for?
And who are they fighting?
Exactly. The Ascension? I mean...
It's a pathetic tag team division after Alpha.
Oh, God, it's bad. You know, I mean, all due respect to the Usos, they've been around a while, too, and they haven't done much with them.
That's your feud, I guess.
Oh, for how long? What are you going to... Like...
In perpetuity.
It seems like they did not... I mean, hey, great job on Raw. You did the right thing with Balor. You made a star in one night. And then yesterday, you tried to make a star with Cruz. He won the Battle Royal. Went in there, you know, didn't lose the fall. You want to try to establish him as a player. What in the heck are you doing with the rest of that roster? How are you going to... I was worried about how they were going to fill 3 hours of TV and make me watch it on Raw with 60% of the roster. With the 40% you gave SmackDown, what am I going to be watching next week when this is all established already? What is there to do? What can you put out there for me that's going to get me to watch for 2 hours and go, you know what? That was well worth my time and investment.
It was night and day, really, day and night, between Monday Night Raw and SmackDown Live, and it's scary moving forward because, again, they made this move. This is not like Vince saying, hey, we got to make the move to Tuesday nights. Makes sense, you know, top to bottom. This whole roster would benefit from it. The production crew would benefit from it. Yeah. You know, our post-production crew would benefit from it. This is NBC Universal saying, you guys suck on Thursday nights. So you get no ratings. Everybody's got these spoilers. We hear about this newfangled spoiler thing here, Vince. I think you need to clean that up. Maybe you should go live.
Yeah.
Okay, let's pick a day. Well, it's got to be Tuesday because we're shooting it Tuesday, and this is the only way our traveling schedule works. So Tuesday night, SmackDown Live. Okay, if the Genesis was on the WWE end, that'd be one thing. This is a move precipitated because the network wasn't happy with their ratings. You would have thought that they would want to boost this up to make sure that NBC Universal is getting, you know, some benefit out of this. In the long term, maybe even in the short term, this could be a lethal move for WWE.
And there's nothing that they've done. I mean, Raw's got the new title. Raw's got the new star. Raw's got the cruiserweight division coming. Well, what have you given SmackDown now besides new camera angles that make you dizzy and Daniel Bryan to sit there and go, that's a fresh new show. They can talk the good talk about wanting to make it a competition. What I saw yesterday was not even close to being in comparison to what Raw was. And that's sad.
They got Heath Slater.
They got Heath Slater and they got Rhino. I was with Rhino last month. I love Rhino. But that was your big impact yesterday, was Rhino and Dolph Ziggler compared to what Raw did? And that's a competition to you? It's the same company. Like, you have all that talent down there in Orlando. You have access to the entire wrestling world, and this is what you're bringing back. You know, there's other guys out there that could be stars for your company that are not on that roster right now. What are you doing?
And again, you could have Corey Graves, Michael Cole, Byron Saxton even, all laughing about, you know, the ratings and, hey, you know, how's SmackDown going to top this? Look at what we're doing. SmackDown can't say anything about this. There is no comparison.
No.
That back and forth would literally be a credibility killer if SmackDown was to say anything about the differences and the quality of their broadcast versus what we saw on Monday Night Raw. If it's a true competition, week one, you know, in a landslide, goes to Monday Night Raw.
Absolutely. One brand, you know, debuted a brand new star, and the other one brought back a star from ECW, which hasn't been around since 2001. You know, and a guy that was a star back, you know, in the Attitude Era. It's Raw. I can't imagine when the ratings come in for yesterday. I'd like to see what it started off with, but I can't imagine people stuck around for long.
It's the slide, and it's also the post-mortem, too. I want to see what the SmackDown ratings are going to be this coming Tuesday.
Yes.
Because that's going to be the telltale sign that, you know what, I put my 2 hours in. I took a look at this, you know, this new SmackDown Live, and with the whole new roster, a new GM, and Shane running the show.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm good on week two. I'm going to pass. There's a lot of people that I saw at Busted Open Radio that were checking out already, even after an hour.
Yeah.
Checking out. Think about that.
It felt like, you know, to make the comparison when you talk about the competition thing.
They're not wrong.
When Nitro came around, it was fresh.
SmackDown was innovative, goddamn abysmal.
Young people, cruiserweight division. That's everything Raw.
What I saw of it, and then I just read up on the rest. It was just fucking
Raw had the early stages of the war. And it's just, why would you, if you control both brands?
What a weird fucking turn of events.
You know, the one thing they said about UFC with Brock Lesnar.
You know, when it always seemed like, oh, SmackDown, that makes sense to be like that's the brand where the wrestling happens. So if you're a fan of the wrestling, we'll put it on SmackDown. And Raw will be the big, over-the-top storyline show and all that other stuff. And then, no, it's like almost like they went the opposite or something. It's weird. It's weird.
One looked like the New England Patriots, the other one looked like the Jets. You know, it's bad.
It's also the little things, too. We talked about this before the show, and we could go back and forth. We could talk about this with the Nation at 844-796-7874. And you're not going to give me a reason why I'm going to now switch sides and jump on board with you. I'll preface my comment by just saying that I'm not going to agree with you if you take the opposite viewpoint here.
Okay.
Why in the hell is Ziggler pinning AJ? If Ziggler's winning that match, and I get the philosophy behind it, you have Baron Corbin, where there's perfect retribution for Dolph Ziggler to go ahead and pin him.
or Apollo Crews. Again, no offense to either guy, but they should be taking that pin over AJ. And I know I get the opposite viewpoint there. I get the opposition is going to say, well, it wouldn't be as big a win. And, you know, and then AJ was going after Cena, turn around and took a super kick in the face. And you could go all over there, top to bottom. Why is AJ taking the 3-second tan to Dolph Ziggler? I have a huge problem with that, Larry.
I'm with you on that. I mean, AJ at least has a shot to be a star for the brand. To me, Ziggler's like getting back with your ex-girlfriend for the sixth time. Like, you might think it might work this time, but it's pretty much going to end the same exact way because you've killed that relationship so much over the years. AJ is new to the roster. I understand they're both similar in age, but AJ's new, AJ's fresh. The crowd wants AJ to be a star. They view him as a star. So get AJ, you know, have Corbin get pinned. You know, you can protect Corbin, you can protect Cruz, and I'm fine with that. Cruz needed the protection probably more than anybody there, too. But pinning AJ was such a mistake. Pin Cena! Cena's bulletproof! Why would you pin AJ in that moment? AJ has
especially
the best shot.
Cena pin, and think about it, it is a six-pack challenge. You know, you're kind of all over the map in terms of AJ and Cena and them in particular, and obviously AJ got pinned by Cena at Battleground. If Cena ends up getting pinned by Ziggler, it's just another reason that AJ can complain and get into a match. You can kind of work your way backwards to that match at SummerSlam, which is going to happen.
Right.
Why AJ's taking the pin? I mean, literally, two out of the last 3 days, AJ's been taking a pin. That's a huge mistake by WWE. One thing for Cena, another thing for Dolph Ziggler.
100%. I mean, Cena is 100% bulletproof. Cena's not going out on the road right now. You know, Cruz, you need to make into something. He's a freak athlete. He's got a lot of potential. Corbin, I don't see it in, but, you know, if you want to protect him, that's fine. But pinning eight out of the five guys in that ring, you picked the wrong one to pin, especially coming off of losing a six-man. He shouldn't have been pinned at Battleground either. You know, you had Carl Anderson in there. You had Gallows in there. Pin one of those guys. Two out of three nights now, they pinned AJ when they had better options. And it just doesn't make sense.
844-SXM-RUSH, 844-796-7874. Your calls coming up after this. Jim Ross coming up in hour number two. Can't wait to speak to our pal, good old JR. As well as some more conversation on this roster, focusing, highlighting the Viper. This was not the Viper that we've seen in the past as far as look, as far as tanness, as far as definition in his musculature. This is Randy Orton that's been off for 9 months. It showed. The only thing that was fresh and clean on him were his tats. His sleeves are totally redone and it's super saturated and dark. They really went heavy with the black ink there. I think I've been watching Ink Masters too much, Larry. But, I mean, that was the only thing kind of fresh on Randy Orton. He looked like a guy that hadn't wrestled in a year, basically.
It's been cloudy in Viperville, man. The sun hasn't been out to go out there and lay out and get tan.
I mean, what? Isn't there spray tan? Can't you spray tan, Randy?
You know, maybe not in Viperville. You know, you gotta worry about these
Viperville,
things.
Please.
Viperville is great. Hey, listen.
Pokemon yesterday, Viperville today. You're driving me crazy, Dallas.
Why don't you like Viperville? But listen, you pass by parts unknown, right? The next exit, Suplex City, and then right over there on the left is Viperville.
Somewhere off in Crazy Town, USA.
Yeah, right next to Truth or Consequences, New Mexico. It's Viperville.
Cute. 844-796-7874. That discussion on Randy Orton is coming up after this.
You're listening to the number one wrestling.
Really can't wait for them to talk more about Randy Orton after just talking about Randy Orton and saying pretty much most of what you would need to say about Randy Orton.
He's coming to SiriusXM FC, and it's a star
study. I think wrestling's too long. These guys are doing how many hours of wrestling radio a week? Three nights a week? 2 hours? Like, they're doing like 6 hours of wrestling talk a week? It's fucking crazy.
And I got tested because I was always downtown, and I did what I did, and I got on my way, left her, you know what I'm saying, and
So you was on some payback shit, like some, nah, some Tyrone, payback. Like I'm here to fuck somebody's wife?
No, it wasn't. No. I didn't have to do that. Like okay. At the time, you understand, when niggas come home, they got that glow, especially if you get bread, whatever this and that.
That's damn, that's so true. Wow, okay, that's, I never heard a guy say.
Yo, that, come on, bottles, you know.
No, for sure.
I've never heard a guy say that, like, but I see that.
Listen, I was a motherfucking, I was a trophy to you. You lost the trophy, you dumb bitch.
Yeah.
Wow. And then you watched me beat the nigga ass like a straight fucking bitch.
Wow.
Funny, so now you can't even look at him. He came to you back there with the police. You didn't even go get your nigga. You came back to the police to the crib to get your stuff.
Crazy.
Straight cornball. Like, yeah,
you understand what I'm saying? And then your daughter seen it. She grew up knowing that this nigga slave. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like,
savage.
She was seven then. Niggas know who she is. Like, I ain't gonna say her name.
And now she's modeling and straight sudden?
Huh? You know the same.
Huh? Okay.
The same bitch that started this shit and Sue was over the nigga that you had to check. That's that bitch. Her mama.
Her mama.
91.
OG talk right there.
Yeah. Her mama. You understand what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, I just feel like, yo, man, you know, if I can't trust a person with my life, I can't fuck with
me
like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
shit.
Gotta be somebody I really trust. I don't like the bitches. Like, on that note, I don't trust them. You understand what I'm saying? Like, come on, everybody got some sick shit with them. Either I'm gonna fuck with somebody, I've been fucking with a dealer or whatever, I ain't with the new shit.
Nothing
at
new.
At that age.
Yeah, facts.
Rifling through your pockets.
Yeah.
Taking pictures of you when you fucking sleep.
Never.
Or some shit like all kinds of, like, no, but I'm saying that's the, I'm saying this is what's going on
now.
No,
absolutely. So I see it. It's on the blog.
Yeah, so who the fuck got time for that? I don't know, you ain't rock before, but I'm good, yo. Man, what you're thinking that?
Word up. I was in Rhode Island, and I got up with a chicken. You know, I'm just off some old, yo, let's find a hookah spot or something. Son, chill. And I was out there working, like, in the studios. I'm like, let's get some time, go get something to eat or something. She take me to, like, 8 hookah spots that's popping, like, rocking clubs. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Just want to see it, be seen with you.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Promoters is getting all hype. I'm like, I'm not leaving out this car, man. Like, I want to go to some quiet joint where ain't nobody. No. She trying to get paid. You know, the promoter be throwing in that little cash.
Yeah.
Getting bars coming for free. I'm like, nah, it ain't happening, man.
Okay, Rallo, you got game?
Yeah. Let me try to line you up.
Oh, nah, I peeped the game from deep, though. I'm like,
oh, you should. You from Harlem.
Day to day, shade 4-5, streets
of the home of the hustlers.
So, what's that joint? We gonna play the camera on the Jeremiah joint?
You yeah, that? We the Wave.
Let's pop that off, shade 45.
We the Wave. We some bad niggas. You just in the way, nigga. Oh, all of your niggas, they look like the bad niggas. All of my niggas got dirt on their hands, nigga.
This doesn't seem like an especially great track.
They fucking, they know I'm a man, nigga. You ain't getting no position, bro, you must
be. Tell me who got it, we want it. That bullshit in Molly, we on it. I ain't the one for the talking. You see me and just keep it walking. Niggas is shooting, who's scoring? Niggas is cooping, who's scoring? Nigga get hit with a warning. But we gon' be back in the morning. I got myself up being fashion. So what, that shit, honey, I'm smashing. You talking this money, I'm laughing. My nigga be hungry for blasting. Only thing you take from me is a casket. When that back out, couple come out that.
Wherever she goes, she can smack you like gas.
Heather B's gonna kick your ass.
Full force, baby. Heather B's happy hour. We'll be right back.
MTV Video Music Award for Video of the Year. Was it Money for Nothing, Sledgehammer, You Might Think, or Thriller?
Your righteous answer right after this, the Big 80s on 8.
Changer set on random.
Connected though. More classic alternative from U2, early U2 from 81, coming up after Peter Godwin.
I just don't know.
Me, thinking that now, you know, I was just literally trying to find the room with the bravados in it. But now, you know, the whole female roster thinks I was like 4 a.m. trying to booty call it or something like that with somebody. It got me in a lot of trouble that weekend.
Oh, my Lord.
Bad time.
Stories from the road. Larry Dallas.
Sad weekend.
That is fantastic stuff.
Years of my life, God. That was great. I'll never go back to Bourbon Street, though. Like, that was a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
It's bad news.
LaGreca went back.
Promise, it's a bad idea to go with the Hurricanes. Those fruity drinks, you know, but they pack it. See, it's the combination of the alcohol content plus the sugar. You have no idea how toasted you are. And then a couple hours later, you're like, oh, my God. And then it's just crash. It's over.
Yeah.
It's done.
Oh, it's bad times, man.
Isn't that what they call hurricanes?
Yeah.
Oh.
And they got, like, the smoothie bars. It's just bars and strip clubs. But, like, the bad part was, like, by night three, like, the guy that stands outside is like, oh, Larry Dallas. And they're like, oh, Mr. Dallas, you coming back in.
Oh, man.
I have your table
waiting for you.
I don't know why I put on a British accent, but as I was walking down the streets, like, it was all wrestling fans, right? So, like, you're in, like, I mean, at that moment, like, for the locals, because they're independent wrestling fans, so they kind of know you, so you look way more important than you are in real life. Like, you walk down New York City, you're not going to get stopped anywhere, but Bourbon Street, that weekend, if you were known by somebody, you
a lot
were
of
like,
action for LD.
Right, so like you could look like a really big superstar, and like you know the drinks were coming, the party was going on. It was a thank God I wasn't working with you guys that weekend because, oh man, I was in bad shape.
Yeah, I can imagine. So you know we have big stars, we have you know being physically fit, Randy Orton. Listen, to get back to that conversation, to kind of get back on the rails here, I don't want to say he's out of shape. I mean, Randy Orton is in better shape on his worst day than I am on my best. But at the same time, it didn't look like your typical Orton physique. He's definitely got to work it back in. He had a little jiggle, Larry. You know, it was just un-Orton. Like, usually that guy is chiseled. He's the one guy, I've said this on the show before, that when Orton's music hits and my wife's in earshot, she comes over because she wants to look at Randy because he's so hot. And I don't know if Mona would be saying that right now after what I saw last night. I got to be honest.
Well, I mean, clearly, you know, shoulder injury affects every other thing that you could possibly do working out-wise, so he probably lost a little bit of size, and he also wasn't tan. You know, you brought up it looked like a guy's tattoos redone, his sleeves redone, so that would probably prohibit him from being in the sunlight. Him being pale was very weird to me because he's always was so tan, so oiled up. Never wore pants. He wore pants at Battleground. You know, now he's not oiled up, not tan. It just didn't look like that Randy that we knew.
Yeah.
Before he went out injured.
He didn't have the gigantic quads. You know, you're looking at the guy, and it's certainly a guy that's coming off an injury. To compound it, and I don't know if this is a bad thing. I think it's honestly a good thing. The more I look at it, the more I study it, the more I listen.
Yeah.
I kind of like Orton's new character, but it takes you aback a little bit. It throws you off, considering this guy is a maniacal crazy man when he goes to that place, etc. Now, he's the fun-loving Randy Orton. He's cracking jokes. He's going back and forth with The Miz. He's making fun of him and his wife. I mean, it's, you know, it was good stuff in the ring, both with Jericho and Miz and Maurice. So this new Randy Orton character, I mean, could you call him jovial? I mean, the guy is a happy guy coming off an injury.
It's the happiest Randy's ever been out there, for sure. I mean, I like the little change. He's showing a little bit more personality in that regard.
Totally.
And, you know, he's like seen it in a way where he's established, man. He's set in stone with his spot and the reaction he's going to get. And he just, you know, he just looked a little different. But it's a new character for him. It's a chance. It looks like he's appreciating this. Who knows how many more years he has left in him. He's getting a little older. His kids are getting older, too. I'm sure he wants to be home with them. And, you know, we'll see where it goes with him.
And he's got to carry this program on his back.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you get one Brock Lesnar, not even on his show. You know, Brock will be on Raw this coming Monday. Who knows how many more appearances, if any, before SummerSlam. Randy Orton is the build to SummerSlam versus Brock Lesnar.
And in a lot of ways, too, I, coming off that injury, that shoulder injury, and having those problems and going to Suplex City, you know, getting dropped 20 times with that injury, I wouldn't want to do it. It's risky in a lot of ways for him, that match. I mean, I know Brock's a consummate professional, but that's still, you know, Brock doesn't know his own strength a lot of times, too.
Listen, he did get a couple good tune-ups last night from Michael. I mean, Mr. Mizanin was throwing him around the ring, you know, especially outside. He went pretty hard into the barricade, if you will. You know, it was a little bit of a tune-up, and you know what I love about Orton, and I've appreciated this about his career, the whole way through. I've always said the guy's as crisp as can be.
Yeah.
And nobody gets it more than him. And there might be guys that get it as much as him.
Yeah.
But in terms of the psychology, in terms of just inside that match, going back and forth with Miz, taking those shots and that first RKO and literally not covering him. Not covering him because he was being cocky. Not covering him because his arm was hurt. He could barely get across the ring. And then he's sliding himself backwards with one arm onto the ropes. Just, it's the little things with Randy Orton that make you realize this guy.
Great. That doesn't work all the time. And I've done songs like that. I've done dance records, but I like to write more organic records if given a choice. Imperfections, like for instance, the first time that you heard Beautiful, Christina Aguilera, one of her most notable songs, and famously the producer that wrote and produced that song, she told Christina, hey, get in the vocal booth. Let's just run through the song a couple times. Christina's a perfectionist. She can out-sing basically anybody. So she says, I'm not recording, just get in and go through the song. Don't think about anything, just rehearse it. Well, little did Christina know that she was actually being recorded, and that first take is the final take. So what you hear on Beautiful, you'll hear a note that's not perfect. You'll hear some pitchiness. You'll hear a breath that's out of time. You'll hear this humanity that cuts through that would not have been cut through had somebody just chiseled away at it. When I recorded Adele on Rumor Has It, and on Remedy, actually, on her current album, both of those songs were one takes. She got in the vocal booth, I hit record. Look, some of the notes are not flawless, but you can hear that humanity. And to me, the imperfect is what makes it perfect. I want to hear the human behind the song, behind the lyric. Thanks again, Brooke. That is another one of my favorite questions to answer.
Number 21. What I would do is take away.
Good to know.
Try me, I deserve.
Yo.
Yo.
Come on, nigga. Huh? Put the blood down, man. Ain't playing up here.
Hey, it ain't a blood, man. It's a hash oil pen. Kill me.
All right. Okay. You said you got what?
It's hash oil
pen.
Hash oil.
Hash oil? Oh, shit. It's the same thing, my nigga. What's up, man? Talk to me.
Okay, Jazzy, first of all, real quick, going way back, what we were talking about earlier.
Oh, I hope it ain't about
that. If you cheated and you're not cheating now, you're not a cheater anymore.
It's just like this, like all figure
out. You're a cheater.
No.
If I'm not in the jewelry store robbing something right now, but I did it before, am I not a thief?
Yeah, you're not a thief. It's just like this. I'll
give it to homie.
No, because when I said to Kay off the air, because Kay always said he was open about the fact that he did drugs back in the day. Just because you might have did dust back in the day, are you a dust head or a crackhead now? No.
I'll forever hold it.
I'm not ashamed of it.
See, recovered.
Exactly. You're a recovering.
So you're a recovering thief.
Well, if that's not. Right.
Radio's going, I have a feeling we're gonna be listening to that fucking wrestling show before too long. This is how these presets are going. I don't want it any more than you do. But it's where we're at. I wanna listen to a live cut to fucking Jane said.
DJ Shadow featuring Run the Jewels played it because we heard Run the Jewels just this past weekend as we were broadcasting for Panorama, the music festival out there on Randall's Islands in New York City. This coming weekend, starting tomorrow afternoon, we'll be covering Lollapalooza in...
Should I blow? or should I go now?
Farmers and experts in the industry, we discuss the latest innovation.
I'm gonna take a sentimental journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew all memories. Got my bag, I got my reservation.
First, portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep
the
in total comfort
channel
anywhere
and they
you
were
are.
On commercial, so freedom, we can... luck out. We get another rotation through the presets.
Don't none of us give a fuck. I'm always on the way to get the money. Don't never ask me where I'm going. Fell asleep on the jet.
What? Trouble,
oh, man.
Make sure all the lights is out. Make sure all the lights is out where she can't see your face. And don't ever fuck that chick without your girl. That's the best advice I can give you.
Great advice, Kay.
Hey, but my girlfriend, man, her shit still popping since day one, and we've been married 13 years, so you know what I'm saying?
That's a smart thing to say with the radio on. Thanks for calling. 88-845, teaching the radio. Next caller. Yo.
Right.
Who's on the line
Street
right now?
Radio,
Who's on the line?
Yo.
What's up? Where you calling from?
Yo, what's going on? Yo, I'm calling from Buffalo. What's going on, Slay?
What's up? Talk to me.
Yo, I'm chilling, baby. Yo, listen. Buffalo full of stinking ass bitches, man. You know what I mean? Can't fuck these hoes and tell them to beat it. You understand? But you bitches, these fucking other niggas after, in between intermission, they don't even wash their pussy and ass.
Man. You gotta be careful out there, then.
Damn.
Yo, that's how we do in Buffalo, man. But you find this up here, though, man. You know what I mean? That's how we do it up here in Buffalo, man.
I hear you, Slop.
Yo.
Okay, you hit it
yo,
right now?
Thanks for calling, man. Buffalo is live.
He said, man, them chicks ain't cleaning up there, B.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
He said, in between intermission. They ain't even washing the
pussy. That's how we do it. Hey, yo, look, we got another drink bottle. We got something to play, man.
Let's get to some music.
Yeah, let's go.
Play oh,
something.
My.
Play something.
Bottle.
Yeah, yeah, that's how we do it. Yo, Buffalo. Yikes.
Yeah, we do it.
So much Eminem.
And you know, Facebook and Snapchat, some of those things might have
Snapchat.
Been
Snapchat.
Hey, Tuesday and Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM Rush, Channel 93.
I have voices in my head, they counsel me, they understand, they talk to me.
More Randy Orton talk, so much to cover.
While the Dems are building their presidential ticket this week in Philadelphia, SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio is building their all NFC team and analyzing the hot topics for
Snapchat. All right, everybody. Have a good night. Follow me on Snapchat.